It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
With a few tricky English words borrowed from French, it doesn't always help us to think about how the French would say it.
That's what they say. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Bonjour, Anne.
Bonjour.
So what got you thinking about French words?
A colleague of mine at Michigan asked me about the word F-O-R-T-E and said, how am I supposed to pronounce that word? So this word is borrowed in from French. And the question is it one syllable, fort, or two syllables, forte? And the answer seems to be both. The American Heritage Usage Panel has addressed this. Most of the usage panel actually likes it with two, which would not be the French pronunciation. The French would, of course, not say the T. They would say fort. Borrowed into English, it becomes fort. But a lot of speakers now say forte, and they think this may be influenced by the Italian word forte, which is a musical term when something's loud.
And it just sounds posh to say it's my forte.
Exactly.
Don't you think? There are other French words as well that have the same issue.
There are. So one of the words, and I have to say, this is one that I look at and I think, how am I supposed to say that? Which is N-I-C-H-E. Mm-hmm. How do you say that word?
I say niche.
All right. So that would put you in a newer pronunciation, actually. So this, again, borrowed in from French in the 1600s, and it quickly came to be pronounced in an English way, which would be niche. According to American Heritage, in the 1900s, some people started to adopt a more French pronunciation, which would be your pronunciation, niche. I have to say, some people think that niche sounds a little too French, and there are apparently some people who are doing a kind of blend of both pronunciations and saying something like niche, which rhymes with bleach.
Oh, I don't think I like that one at all. Here's one, N-E-E. How do you say that?
Well, nay, it would be how the French would say it. I think it's how most English speakers say it. Not everybody's clear about exactly why we need that word. It means born as or originally called, and it's used before a woman's maiden name if she's changed her name when getting married.
Right. So finally, here's one that gets me. H-O-M-A-G-E.
When you brought this to my attention, I thought, how do I say that word? I tend to say homage or homage. And so the question is, do you pronounce the H or not? It may depend on what you're saying. I think I say pay homage, but someone created an homage.
I see.
And it is, if you were going to do it the French way, it would be homage.
Which is the way I like it. So, Anne, thank you very much. And où est la plume de ma tante?
Au revoir, Rena.